Roaring Fork Valley's population has been growing for years, but COVID-19 may be the reason for the recent spike in newcomers. Carbondale's Amore Realty owner Lynn Kirchner says her phone began ringing off the hook in March with people asking about the local job market.
What happened during the pandemic is psychologically people were like, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. If things are shortening up for us time frame wise, we better get out there and do all the things we want to do. And I've always wanted to live in Colorado, so let's go live in Colorado.
According to the July indicators from the Glenwood Springs Association of Realtors, the number of pending sales for single-family homes in Garfield County rose 74% from July 2019. That's almost double Colorado's statewide increase. And the average sales price? Up 21%.
Moving here is not without its challenges. A, the cost of housing. B, finding housing. People coming from larger cities, you know, want to know where the apartment buildings are. And then they start discussing cost and, you know, they almost fall over. And so the reality of being here becomes, let's just say, enlightening.
The July indicators also measure how balanced the market is between buyers and sellers, called months supply. This means how many months it would take to sell off current inventory. The July 2019 market was considered balanced with a 5.5-month supply, but it dropped 58% in 2020, creating a tight market. Homeowners already here aren't rushing to leave. What about those who live here and don't own a home?
The other category that's constantly growing, and that's the almost homeless. And those are your worker bees. Those are your people that, at a moment's notice, they could be upside down, and because they're not working a day or a kid gets sick, those are the people who are at risk. And this whole point in place of other people moving here, landlords are realizing, wow, you know, I can get $3,000 instead of $1,500, and they just can't afford it.
It's not an easy market for buyers or renters, though that issue has an added complication. Kirchner says vacation rentals by owner or VRBOs changed the game for renters in the Valley well before the onset of COVID-19.
The biggest culprit is VRBOs. What used to be long-term rentals for locals to live in are now being transitioned to VRBO and short-term rental, and blame anybody for needing to make as much money as they can off of their rental property, but sometimes that has a spiral effect.
A search for rooms in Carbondale on VRBO.com, which is similar to Airbnb, yielded over 300 listings in the area. One downtown one-bedroom apartment rents for $140 a night. That adds up to more than $4,000 a month, certainly more than a long-term renter would pay.
The spiral effect is that my teachers, my local radio station workers, my firemen, my policemen can't move in and live in the community they're working in. They are forced to commute from other places so that they can find affordable housing.
For KDNK, I'm Kathleen Shannon.